Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 p.m. We have our guests in the studio, Eli Michael and Vivian Prescott. They're here to talk about the LGBT group, community roots, and just LGBT issues that we're all facing in our communities. So you can call in any time to ask a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. So thank you all for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So let's just go ahead and talk about community roots.
Sure. Community roots began about a year and a half ago as a social support group for the LGBTQ plus population. That's a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning group. Sometimes I use the word queer.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jax.
Accompanies all identities. We developed as a group to provide some social support and events in town for the queer community. And we focus on education and visibility, support and awareness around LGBTQ and queer identities. So far in this past year and a half, we've had several different events ranging from Equality March, our 4th of July float. We held a Trans Day of Remembrance to remember those who have lost their lives for being transgender. In December, we had an I Am Jazz reading. We've had fundraisers, including a zombie walk last October. We've sold T-shirts, and we're currently raising more money and funds to host a potential drag show, hopefully next season, next summer.
Okay. That would be awesome. A drag show? Yeah.
Yeah. We're looking for people to participate and either get involved by performing as drag, or if they get a want to participate in other ways as well.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, you're looking for more. You can always use more help.
Always more help and looking for more people to join our meetings. We hold monthly meetings every third Saturday or Sunday, open to nailing down a specific time. We're kind of a little flexible at the moment. Sometimes we meet in town and sometimes at people's house. We do have a Facebook group called Community Groups or Community Roots that we encourage people to join to stay up to date of all events and postings as they are happening.
Absolutely. And yeah, go ahead and tell me a little bit about why have this kind of group?
I came to town a couple summers ago, and I had just moved from UAA, where I had become active in the LGBTQ community at school, hosting different events. I focus a lot on some gender education, working to get gender-neutral restrooms, bathrooms, dorms. Trying to get a name change through their process was very, very difficult. And so I worked with some professors on holding different awareness and education around why we need to have an easier route to change names for the systems to talk to each other and to have better support in general. I heard stories of other individuals not having support, and I wanted to be able to provide education to people. And graduating from UAA, where I left that community, I felt very alone when I first came to town, and I wanted to meet other people like myself and to create a sense of community. And so meeting with some friends, we came up with a small group. We held a meeting at my friend's apartment and then created a Facebook page. And then from there, it's kind of just blown up, and Community Roots was born, and we've had several successful events in town, and it's been a very, very awesome past year and a half, and we hope for future events and more activity in town.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so this is a great way. I mean, you coming into a new place like Wrangell that, I mean, is pretty low-key. Mm-hmm. You know, I think people are very connected, but they're low-key about what they actually do. Mm-hmm. So this makes sense. Yeah, and then before we go to break, yeah, give me a better sense of, like, you know, it's apparent that gay people, perhaps trans people, are living in Wrangell and have lived in Wrangell, like, forever. But why have a group now with a Facebook page, you know, that having monthly meetings, you know, having this sort of cohesion. What does that make sense?
So the visibility and the presence is very, very important.
Okay.
Being around others like yourself creates that social support. And for an individual who feels shame and not support, basically, from family or awareness or education can either, I mean, they can definitely turn and struggle in school, in life, and having that support of someone else like you, whether it's a support group or just a social activity, creates that inclusion and that ability for people to be themselves. And that's what we're really hoping. As society becomes aware of an increased queer population and supports and recognizes compassion of all, we hope to be able to help change the paradigm. The paradigm is now recognizing multiple genders, especially from youth, and being able to support that. That's what we're trying to do here, is just create a safe place, I guess, and just have that support and affirmation. To find other people like you and to be in a space where you're comfortable is very important. And creating that physical space during our meetings and Facebook group can help create that and connect people in a ways that they weren't very able to earlier. Throughout my time here, I've heard stories of different events here in town and it not always being safe to be yourself. And through visibility and education, I hope to be able to change that.
Okay, perfect. You're listening to Talk on the Rock. The time is 1:06. We have our guests Eli Michael and Vivian Prescott in the studio. You can call us. That number is 874-2345. We're going to go to a short break. All right, we are back. Vivian is with us today as well. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about how you met Eli and got involved with this group as well.
Well, I had moved back to Wrangell full-time about, I don't know, it's been about 4 years now, and I noticed there wasn't a group, and I really wanted to be part of one, and I had organized a women's march in Wrangell last minute, and so we did that, and then Eli contacted me and just messaged me on Facebook, I think. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know who he was, and he said, would you like to do a Pride March? And I thought, well, yes, of course. And so we, I guess, organized that and had posters and things like that. So it was Wrangell's first ever Pride March. And we ended up making national news, I don't know, several agencies, like it gets better. And then newspaper reporter in New York City picked it up, and I've been talking to him since then on Facebook or on Twitter occasionally. But so Wrangell was tweeted out on all kinds of little networks with our picture and things like that. So that kind of started Eli and I getting together and say, okay, what can we do in this community? And it was pretty much his idea, but I felt this was a good, safe place to put my energies.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you all talk a little bit about, I mean, what does it mean to be gay or trans in a place like Wrangell?
That's a very, very big question to answer. what it means to be gay or trans in Wrangell. It's just like you would be anywhere. You're yourself. It's just being able to be comfortable and your authentic self. In a society that's a smaller community like Wrangell, that is more challenging because there are less people like yourself. There can be other, I don't know the right word I'm looking for, other community, societal, cultural beliefs that can be challenging to come out against and to be a certain way and then to be able to be comfortable enough with yourself to come out. And coming out is generally, and it has been in the past, a verbal statement to friends and society, and it happens over and over and over again in your life, that you are of a member of the LGBTQ community. And starting to lose my train of thought here, but to be able to do that in a small community can be very intimidating. The risk of losing your support from your family, your housing. There are no current legal protections for housing in the state of Alaska for anyone who is in the queer community. Not all jobs have protection. At Anchorage, they were recently able to pass a law for some protections. We're still working out that at the state level. I'm a part of a couple different groups across the state actually working on trying to create more LGBTQ affirming policies and procedures to put in that protection in response to discrimination that we have experienced over the length of time, I guess is the right word, in society. And that can be very intimidating for people in a small community to be able to come out and break that stigma. And that's why we have a group of people, so you're not alone.
Yeah. And, you know, without naming names or going into these specific instances, you know, when you are faced with aggressions, large or microaggressions, I mean, how do you respond to that?
Couple different ways, really. The microaggressions are daily, and they can be very small, like you were saying, but they build up over time. You can respond to that by talking to your senators, by talking to people, by challenging your friends and family when they do say something such as along the lines as boys is a blue color, girls are pink. That's not always true. Colors are colors. They don't have gender. And just challenging the words that we use in our everyday language can help change that to address some of these small microaggressions to larger ones against, like, the bathroom policy that, I don't know, there's 127, I think, last year introduced alone in the United States in different communities. Like, taking a stand against that, there are national and state and local campaigns that provide the awareness, the education, and to help to overturn those. There's a major one in Anchorage last year that we were able to, at the ballot, defeat the bathroom bill, and that was the first time, and that was a huge success. There are lots of different groups that you can join, including your local LGBTQ group.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. I mean, so yeah, you have a very good pulse on what's happening at the state level, what's happening at the national level, and of course, you know, what's happening to you every day. Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about some other issues that are really important to you right now. You know, when we listen to the news, LGBTQ is a huge topic that has so many, it's a huge umbrella that has so many topics, you know, underneath it. And like you said, the bathroom laws, that's a huge one. What are some other ones that are important to you right now?
Well, there are so many, I can't name them, and they're in no order of importance either. But addressing bullying, the suicide rate is incredibly high in those who are not supported, and youth. Homelessness, laws, discrimination around housing and jobs. But the biggest issue that I believe that a lot of this stems from is the lack of human compassion. At the bottom of it, we're all humans. You don't have to understand me. I don't need to understand you, but you need to be able to have compassion. We're all struggling in society. Life is full of challenges. It's hard. If we all have a little compassion and understanding towards each other, I believe that we can reduce a lot of this stigma and discrimination and have a reduction in violence and discrimination. There's a lot of murders that happen because people flip out and don't understand, and you don't need to understand. You just need to respect somebody. It's never okay to take away somebody's personal safety, and some of these laws threaten that. And so those are the issues that our group is attempting to raise awareness and education around through becoming visible. Get to know your neighbor.
Just by our presence in mm-hmm. Wrangell and our creation and our sense of community is so huge in Wrangell. I can't say it enough, is us just being in existence is a big deal for Wrangell, because I grew up here in the 60s and 70s, and I know my own daughter has experienced a lot of prejudices in this community too, and she can tell her own story, but I won't do it here. But anyway, so it's very important that we're in existence. And when we had our little table on the 4th of July, I was kind of a little bit leery about that and how we were going to be treated. But it was amazing, the community that stopped at our table and talked to us and bought the products and things that we were selling, T-shirts and whatnot. And so it was very positive, and we marched in the parade. And so we've had a lot of positive feedback from the community, more so than I expected.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, can you give me maybe a little bit of a sense of what Wrangell was like 20 years ago in relation to LGBTQ?
Well, I left about 20 years ago, so I hadn't come back till recently.
Or maybe
recently.
Even 10 years ago, well, maybe even 5 years ago. Don't have to go back that far.
I was also part of a religious movement that was involved in, you know, things like shunning and, you know, mistreating LGBT. And so when my daughter came out, I was a part of that. And like I said, This is a story that's we probably don't have time to tell here, and she needs to be with me. But so I know what it can be like for our youth here, and even adults who don't come out. There's been a lot of people in my lifetime who've never come out. So there's,
you know, I see what you're saying.
Feelings of shame and things like that. So, it has changed, and it's the younger generation, really. I see, parents like my daughter, Brianne, who lives here with her husband, and Nika, who lives here with her partner, and they're raising their kids without that hate. And it's really refreshing to see.
That's awesome. Thank you. Let's go to a quick break, and please call us at 874-2345 if you want to get in on the conversation. All right, we are back. The time is 1:20, and we have Eli and Vivian here to talk about community roots and LGBTQ issues in Wrangell. So while we have the ears of our listeners, however many of them there are, what would you say to anybody that is struggling with their identity right now in this town?
And this is advice for people outside of this town as well. Mm-hmm. When you're coming to terms with your identity, gender, sexual identity, or any other kind of identity, it's important to find at least one person that you can feel comfortable talking to, whether that's a trusted friend, adult, a teacher. And when it comes to LGBTQ, it's very important somebody who is LGBTQ friendly. And identifying somebody with the rainbow sticker is a great way to do so, which is why we were providing free stickers out at 4th of July. And I have many more if anybody would like to be able to have one on their business or at school, and other free resources to identify yourself as an ally so that somebody can feel comfortable in talking to you. And don't ever feel the need to come out or have a big party. It's your choice. Nobody is forcing you to. If you don't want to, that is absolutely okay. It's your choice, and you don't need to. It is a very stressful process. It involves a social coming out, and sometimes additional coming out again and again and again. And that's your story. Take it as you want to, and be able to share with somebody. Find somebody that you trust and have that support. And, you know, if anybody wants to private message me on Facebook or join the group, I'm always happy to lend an ear or chat and just be able to be a good support for you.
Absolutely. And then briefly, if somebody wants to be a better ally for those that are LGBTQ identified, what should we be doing?
We love our allies. Allies are our biggest support. There are so many. You don't need to be a part of the LGBTQ community to help out. Showing up at meetings, participating, asking questions, getting education, having a rainbow sticker or sign available for somebody. When you do hear these microaggressions, to say something if you feel comfortable, to provide some education or direct them to a resource such as Community Roots or the Trevor Project, which is an LGBT hotline for people to talk if they need to. There's resources through PFLAG, which is the parents. Parents, friends
of lesbian and gays.
There we go. Excellent. And there's resources within universities. I would love to be able to help something here in the schools. Teachers are interested, find somebody, reach out to your center. We have a local LGBT nonprofit or queer center in Anchorage called Identity, CIGLA down in Juneau. There's a couple other local groups in Ketchikan and Fairbanks. I have connections all over the state as well. I'd be happy to connect you, multiple Facebook groups, and I can definitely help guide people and encourage people to get out there and see what's available.
People can private message me on Facebook, which they already have. Locals have contacted me on Facebook and asked how they can help, and also parents of kids who have just come out have, or even adults who've come out have contacted me on Facebook too. So I usually give them my minimal advice and then send them to our group and encourage them. So,
absolutely. Well, thank you all for being here. And also for making yourselves available for people that want to contact you afterwards that maybe they don't want to call in, but they're listening. So thank you again.
Absolutely. I do want to talk about a suicide training that we're hoping to bring some local trainers down in the future, open up to the community. And we will be having more meetings about hosting this drag show in the next year and would love more help. We have additional future events. In November, we'll have the Transgender Day of Remembrance around November 7th, I believe, and additional meetings every month where we will be watching movies and having group discussions for those of you who would like to learn education. And I'll let Vivian talk about her open mic.
Well, we want to at least host or co-host, maybe find some partners in doing an open mic night. Ketchikan and Sitka have one called the Monthly Grind, and I don't know if we'll call it the Wrangell Grind or come up with some cool name. But so we want to have it once a month, and just during the winter months is kind of for people to get out. And usually it's family-orientated or PG rating kind of stuff, and musicians, writers, performers, anybody kind of like that. Usually it's only about an hour long. And in Sitka, you can pay $5 to get in and Ketchikan too, or bring a dessert, and then they have a dessert contest. So we'll do something, within Wrangell's budget kind of stuff. But we got to find a place to host it and figure out a day of the week and name. And if anybody wants to partner with us, you're welcome to contact Eli or myself.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Please do that. Okay, Vivian, thank you so much for coming in. Eli, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, thank you. We've been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. We will be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. with another guest. See ya.